Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
You're listening to EMA Radio, which is Experience Marketing Association, produced by Sharp Creative and made possible by Phone.com, Pro Creative Marketing Group, Pro Digital, Rivet, Terracom, and the Production Department. The mission of EMA and its advocates is to be ethical and the best practice standards in customer experience marketing, empowering its members to deliver excellence across the full spectrum of sound, sight, and scent solutions. And our vision is nurturing a shared vision of high quality standards and opportunities for growth. Well, today on episode 3 on EMA Talk Radio, we're here with Mike Cannon, the owner of Studio Productions, telephone on hold messaging, messages, music on hold, turning hold buttons into powerful marketing tools. He uses lifelong skills and experience in audio production, script writing, marketing and sales, and leads Studio Productions team to provide the best telephone on-hold marketing and on-hold message services to clients nationwide. Mike, welcome. It's nice to have you here. I know you have a little bit of a radio background too. It sounds like you did a little voiceover work perhaps, or worked at radio stations in your lifetime. I even noticed you worked for the Houston Astros in some capacity. Tell us a little bit about Mike Cannon. Tell us about the history of how you got involved in this business and how you got involved in owning your own message on hold company.
Well, my background was radio. When I was 12 years old, I decided I wanted to be a disc jockey. And so I built a studio in my bedroom and came home from school every day and pretended to be a disc jockey, and finally wound up producing an audition tape, took it to a local radio station here in Houston, and they hired me and started me on a 48-year career in radio.
That's all? Just 48 years?
Just 48 years, yeah. And this will sound braggadocious, but it's not. It just happens to be current. Last weekend, I was inducted into the Texas Radio Hall of Fame. There's two ways you get into the Hall of Fame. One is that you're very, very, very good at what you do. And the other is that you stick around for a long time. And so I stuck around for a very, very long time.
Well, I know you're certainly very humble. I got a chance to know you on a previous call, but certainly that's no small feat. So congratulations to you. That's a real tribute for you to get that honor. And we're happy to have you here at EMA, and it's great for you to be a part of this program and this group. It's a wonderful group.
I can tell.
Yeah, just to be able to share experiences and get to know one another. I've been a part of the On Hold Messaging Association going way, way back, but kind of on and off, and then most recently EMA, and got to know some really great people. And I'm not just saying that. There's really some dynamic people that make up this this association, and you know, so it's nice to have people like you just coming in, and yet you have this wealth of knowledge, and you've been around the on hold messaging and radio for quite some time, and still getting awarded. So good for you for that. How has business been? How are things going through COVID and, you know, in the last, let's say, 8 months or so? What's it been like for you and for your employees at Studio Productions?
Actually, business has been good. When the COVID thing first started, you know, we had a number of people that called and said, hey, they've shut us down. A lot of my dental customers, especially, that got shut down because they couldn't see anything but emergency patients. And so they're saying, I need to cancel my service. And so I said, well, rather than cancel your service, why don't we just put your billing on hiatus for a few months and see what happens? And so that worked out real good because I didn't really lose any of those customers. We just kind of paused everything while their business was paused, and they're coming back. And then the other thing that I did was I sent out an email to all of my customers and prospects and said, if you need COVID-related messaging, we'll do that for you at no charge, just to be a part of you know, we're all in this thing together, so let's work together. And I actually picked up half a dozen customers. One lady, I remember, called me and she said, I want to take you up on your free COVID message. And I said, okay. And she said, you know, the company I went with when I originally talked with you did not offer to do that for me. I'm not even your customer and you did. So I want to start doing business with you. So I picked up a half dozen or so customers.
Yeah.
So it's been really good for us.
Yeah. I mean, look, you've got to be creative in these tough times. And, you know, again, there's always silver linings and ways to find new business. And by offering a helping hand, that certainly is, you know, a good way to warm people up to your business. So good for you. And you know, I'm sure you're not the only one that's done stuff like that. We have lots of people in the group that are doing different things. And, you know, you've got to be very sensitive to your client base, especially with what they're going through right now. You could think of certain verticals, right, like restaurants and others that are just getting pounded.
Yeah.
So it's important to be there as a partner. And clearly, Mike Cannon at Studio Productions, you've shown how you've been able to do that. Tell us a little bit about the staff and where they are with things and how the attitude is amongst your employees.
Okay. Yeah. We, when I bought the company 15 years ago, I decided that we were all going to work from home, and that was well pre-COVID, but it was kind of like, who wants to go to the office every day? Nobody ever comes to see us. We go see them. We communicate by telephone and email and that sort of thing. So we didn't really need a place, a central gathering place. So the deal was, you can stay at home and work as long as we don't miss anything. You do your work and make sure it's turned around quickly and whatnot. And as a result of that, over these 15 years, everybody, all of the voice talents and my producer, all have studios at home. So that gives us actually 5 studios. And so if one studio's down, the other 4 studios can still work. So like when Hurricane Harvey came through Houston and flooded out, one of our studios got flooded out, the rest of us were still up and running. So we never missed a beat. We kept doing our work. And it's really worked out well for us to be spread out like that and have those extra facilities so we can turn around a lot of work at the same time, all working simultaneously out of 5 different studios.
Yeah, that's a huge help to be able to have all those resources at the ready. So, again, good for you on that and being able to handle it. Mike, what about, you know, look, this is going to be broadcasted out to the people in the group who do something very similar to you, right? I mean, myself right. included, I own an on-hold messaging company. So, you know, we are certainly working alongside one another here. There's plenty of business out there, right? We realize
sure.
that. And so that's what makes the group very unique in that we're able to talk with one another. I mean, on the one hand, we're competitors, but because we know there's so much business out there, you'd be remiss if you didn't share in the experiences. And so that's why the guard is kind of let down a bit, you know, with one another. And you could learn from each other. You know, I'm hoping to learn more from you, and I've learned from other people in the group, which it's really, you know, it's fantastic to be able to have those resources available.
Sure.
But let's talk a little bit about how you may be able to help the other companies in the group, because not only are you know, doing on-hold messaging for yourself, but it sounds like you have the ability to help others as a vendor.
Yeah, we've got 5 studios. So you know, we can definitely do that. And I've got one other company. They're not members of the association, but I'll work on that I'm doing work for. And so I thought, well, you know what? We do have this facilities. We've got talent. We've got copywriters. We've got everything. You know, we do everything we do in-house. So why not offer those facilities and those opportunities to other folks, because not everybody has studios and talent on staff and stuff like that. So as a result of our talent being on staff, our turnaround time is fast. and we have the facilities to offer multiple productions being done at the same time. So literally we can be producing five productions at once. And so that gives us the ability to leverage that and help other folks like you and other on-hold companies who need services.
And you're currently doing that for others, as you said. Is there some kind of an agreement that you have out there? I mean, clearly, if someone's going to come to you and say, all right, look, could you do this production for us for our client? What's to say you wouldn't just say, okay, yeah, sure. And then the next time down the line, what if they call you directly? How do you handle a situation like that? How would you put your partner at ease?
First of all, I would never do that because it's just not the honest right thing to do. The other is the client, end client, would not know who we are. We would just white market or white box that production, and our client would get it and sell it to their client, and they would never know who we are. We'd never put our name or branding or anything like that on there. And if they did call us, it would just be some kind of random accident that they found us and called us. We would never reach out to them, never market to them. That's just not the way we do things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't think I'd hear anything different, but it was worth a discussion because I'm sure that if people are listening and they're sitting in my seat saying, well, I already have my own company, but if I were to give you the business, what's to say that, you know, that couldn't happen.
Right.
But you know, again, that's not what EMA is all about. I wouldn't think for a second that's what you're about, but you know, certainly, you know, appreciate the discussion. Is there anything else that you want to leave our audience with before we part ways here on our episode 3 of the EMA Talk Radio, talking here with Mike Cannon of Studio Productions out of Houston, Texas? Any other final thoughts on the business in general? Anything that you're thinking, any words of wisdom as we move forward?
Well, the only thing is, you know, I put off joining the association for 3 or 4 years, and I could not wrap my head around, like you said earlier, spilling my secrets to the competition. And since I've been a member, probably about a month and a half now, I have found value in it already. And I'm really excited about what the future brings by being a member of the association. The conversations I've had with you and others where we've talked about the technology and how it's changing and how we're going to go after that and how we can still do business even though we don't sell a little box anymore that plays the messages. And so I'm really excited about the future. I think there are a lot of opportunities for us as an industry. Not only with the on-hold messaging, but with background music services and digital signage and all of those events that can make the customer experience better for the end user. And so I'm just looking forward to getting involved with the organization and being a part of it.
No, that sounds great, Mike. And you're right. It is about the customer experience, and that's what we're about. And, you know, it is a pleasure to have you with us in just a short period of time. But, you know, as time goes on, the relationships will get stronger and stronger. I'm just sorry that we can't actually get together. That is something that we do once a year. In fact, it was in the fall of last year that we were together. And that's where a lot of those relationships really get strengthened.
Right.
And at the moment, you know, I think we're looking at probably, you know, into the later part of 2021. I think we were planning spring of 21, but it doesn't look like that's going to be the case. But when that time does come, I will look forward to finding you somewhere at the bar, maybe for a drink. I don't know, but we'll find our way. And again, Mike Cannon, great to get to know you. Great to have you on episode 3 of our EMA Talk Radio conversations here. Once again, EMA, you can be found on experiencemarketingassociation.org, or for more information, check us out, info@expma.org. Again, Mike, pleasure to get to see you.
Thanks very much.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevinyl.com.